Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
You know what's great about having sons?
Is that they're fearless and stupid.
Cassie and I were just talking. Cassie was telling everybody in studio that her son is just out there compared to their daughter. He's like reckless and just bold and doesn't care. No AFs.
Complete opposite. My daughter, who's my eldest child, like we have to coax her to go down slides, and I'm seeing kids who are younger than hers whizzing down them. My 18-month-old son is the kind of kid who would jump off the side of the slide. And then would hurt himself, and I'd be like, don't do that. And then he would do it again. It's like literally yesterday afternoon, I'm sore because of all the running and around. I'm like, nope, can't do that. Nope, stop. Please don't throw yourself off the couch. Please don't throw that water bottle. Mm-hmm. Please don't shove your sister. And I'm just like, who are you? You're a little hellion.
You're a little evil Knievel baby.
He is. He's so cute. He's lucky he's cute because dang, that boy. He's going to, I told Chad, I was like, we need to start a new savings fund because he is going to be in the ER so much from broken bones that we are going to go into major medical debt.
They always do stupid things. Yesterday, I get on a FaceTime call with my 16-year-old, and he had decided on Tuesday that him and his friends were going to buzz his hair. So he did. That's it. He just shaved his head.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, one of his friends came over, never even tried it before.
He had a glorious head of hair.
Yeah, and good look.
Thank God he looks like his mom, and he's a good-looking kid. He's pulling it off. I told him I lost a bet years ago, and I had to shave my head, and I was wearing, like, round glasses at the time before my LASIK, and I sincerely look like Gandhi.
He did. it's so bad.
It was really terrible, man. I was just like a walking nose.
Your wife at the time, say she was pissed.
She cried. I walked in. What? I'm not kidding. I walked in the door. She started crying.
Wow. Didn't that happen, like, before family photos of some sort?
I don't recall. I lost it again. The Chargers have been abusing me for my entire life. I lost a Chargers Redskins bet when I lived in Washington, D.C. And it was an on-air bet with the quarterback of the Washington Redskins at the time. And I lost and had to shave my head and did it. And I walked in the house and she literally started crying.
Oh, that's the greatest reaction ever.
Welcome to Being Married to Radio.
The country is divided. Divided. You may not even know it yet. Family might be divided. Our family in here might be divided over the great fart debate.
This took the internet by storm, and I didn't see it coming, but it went viral, and it genuinely seems like everybody had to pick a side once this conversation went viral.
All right, what teams are we having to choose?
So Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco have a podcast that they do together, and it came up that Shannon Sharp is on one side of the debate and Chad Ochocinco is on the other side of the debate. And the debate is...
For those that don't know, those are two former football players.
Right, and the debate is, do you fart in front of your significant other, and do you allow your significant other to fart in front of you? And here is the conversation.
Going to the bathroom in front of a woman, I don't do that.
What?
I don't pass. Hell no.
Listen, let me tell you what my grandma told me now. The minute she can use the bathroom and leave the door open, that's the one.
She can't do that.
This
that
one
ain't
right
the
here,
one.
I knew she was the one. When she fought in the front of me,
I broke up with a girl.
Was he ending with, I broke up with a girl?
He says he legit broke up with a girl that he liked because she farted in front of him. And he was like, no, we're not doing that. And that was enough reason for him to leave. Whereas Chad Ochocinco feels like when a woman farts in front of me or uses the bathroom with the door open, that more so means like, oh, she's the one. She's comfortable enough that this is a woman I can marry.
All right, so we got a couple of things to unpack here. When you're talking about door being open, is that peen or is that number two?
Those obviously are two very different things. So for me, I leave the door open when I pee. I do not do that when I'm dropping a log.
All right, now I've got a pretty good idea where this is going now. All right, Cass, I want you in on this because I know you're a big fan of the Dutch ovens, but you have said this before. So you don't poop with the door open, do you?
No, I don't. But unfortunately, having kids, I don't lock it and they will open it. And I remember one day I was sitting there and I kept telling my kid, I need privacy. And then because I pee with the door open, my husband just came up and started talking to me. And I'm like, can you leave me alone, please, and shut the door? So for me, number two is a closed door situation.
I already think I know about Mo.
I have never been comfortable enough to fart around a girlfriend or to even use the bathroom with the door open around a girlfriend. I don't know that I am to the extreme to where if it happened, I would leave her, but I certainly wouldn't be something that I would feel like, yeah, let's incorporate this into our relationship.
All right, so it was never discussed, but she rips one in front of you. How do you react?
Is it an accident or is it a lift in the leg?
No, it's intentional. It's not a lifting of the leg, but it's not like she's embarrassed. Like she purposefully lets one rip in front of you.
I would legit be disgusted.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to be honest.
We're getting real close to game changing.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. No, you can't. No.
You can't do that. No. I would politely ask her to please never do that again.
Okay,
I didn't come from one of those fart families like a bunch of my friends. Or fart families. Like, I go and spend the night, and dad would lift the leg, and everybody would laugh about it, and the kids would lift their legs, and it was hilarious. No, nobody farted in my house, ever, and this would be a game changer, a deal breaker for me.
Maybe that's why I don't like it, because my dad is that dad.
Oh.
He's always the fart on you think it's funny guy, and I never enjoyed that.
I'm letting you know right now, you get married and she gets pregnant, she won't be able to control that, and you're going to have to deal.
Does it change based how long you've been dating? Because I wouldn't do that in the beginning of a relationship.
No.
The first couple of years, nah. But then later on, where I'm more comfortable, I'll do it at the dinner table and I blame the baby.
Absolutely not.
I've totally blamed Jimmy.
Yeah.
Bart was like, Bart really thought our toddler had like a poopy diaper. And I let him check the diaper and everything. And then he looked at me and I was like, sorry.
I would have been livid.
So mad.
And he just looks at me and he just shakes his head.
Has Bart gotten to the point where he lifts you up and smells your butt to see if it's you or if you pooped yourself or not? Abby, where are you on this?
For me, I am a closed door person, but I will say there's something going around that I think guys, I don't know if I would call it a turn on, but I have heard this from my guy friends. So if you're on FaceTime with your lady, they get very offended if you put the mute on while you're going pee and you're still on FaceTime. I have heard that it is like another level of intimacy. Like they know that you feel close to them if you don't mute it while you're tinkling.
Nah.
Well, wow. No, I would appreciate the mute.
Yeah. The peeing thing wouldn't bother me as much, but you got to close that door. We are not... Whatever I have to say or whatever you have to say can wait whatever time it's going to be while you're going number two.
You're so extreme. You go on vacations and won't even use the bathroom in your own hotel. You go to the lobby.
That is true.
That's
crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not that bad.
And the person I'm with will go down and use the lobby as well.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nah.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys. I got an update about the woman who had diarrhea on the airplane. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
This was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
yeah, you
got to
reset
this
story.
Yeah. So a woman on a flight, they were leaving, going from Atlanta to Barcelona, right? And she gets diarrhea down the aisle of the plane. And they had to, like, get everybody off the plane. It was a biohazard. They were, like, doing all this stuff. Plane didn't end up taking off to Barcelona until, like, 3 a.m. in the morning, right? So somebody I know somebody who was on the plane. She was actually sitting two rows in front of the woman who had the accident. And this is what went down on the plane. So she said she ran to the back of the plane to use the bathroom, but somebody was in there.
Oh, no.
So she panicked, and she ran to the front of the plane. She ran to the front of the plane, and as she was running to the front of the plane, that's when everything came out of her, and she just kept running. So, like, of course, hindsight's 20/20.
And she was in the front of the plane, so she had to go.
She was in comfort. She was. They were sitting in comfort, because the woman said they were sitting in comfort.
So what's that, the first 12 rows or something?
You have first class, and you have comfort, and then you have main cabin, right?
And if you're going to Barcelona or whatever, that's going to be a big plane. So you're probably 30, 40 rows.
If I remember correctly from the video, there's two aisles, right? So she ran all the way to the back. Somebody was in there, started running to the front, and that's when everything came out, and she just ran all the way to the front, right?
Oh, no.
So what the plane did, they turned off all the lights, and they escorted her off the plane so nobody could see her face
because
she was
sweet.
So embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? But they said they waited, and it took so long to clean the plane because it was so bad that, like, 40 people opted not to get back on the plane, and they just were going to get, like, another flight. But at this point, it's like you're taking a red-eye to Barcelona. You might as well just get back on the plane.
No.
And that the woman—
I would have not got back
on
that plane.
I'm not getting on that plane.
Oh, you're not?
No way.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So 40 people apparently chose not to get back on the plane. The woman who had the accident— got back on the plane.
No.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, well, she's but no sitting one knew in her who own poop. She don't care.
Right.
She's probably sitting there in the seat thing like, can you believe what just happened?
Right. All right, so
but
final.
Felt so bad for her. Like, could you imagine? No.
So if your significant other poops in front of you or farts in front of you, is that a sign of intimacy or lack of respect?
Fart, yes. Poop, no. Okay. Uh-uh, that's too far.
Yeah, fart, yes. Poop, mm-mm.
Lack of respect, either way.
Either way.
Same here. Lack of respect for me.
Lack of respect.
Yes, sir.
The Burt Show.
I love when you guys send me DMs on Instagram with content that we can actually use. This is freaking awesome. So yesterday we got into this conversation. How did we get into the breastfeeding conversation yesterday?
Well, Abby sent a content email.
So I had seen something on the Shade Room where a woman and her husband were trying to justify why he breastfeeds from her own breast. And then you guys were like, well, you obviously haven't heard of the ninny. And I was like, yeah, I have not.
And nor do I want to, but you did anyway.
I wish I could Men in Black my mind from yesterday.
No, you don't. Yes. You loved it, and you will refer back to it on your podcast. I guarantee it. But after that, the ninny call from years ago was a woman that was in like her 20s that, for comfort, used to take to her mom's breasts as an adult.
And she took the breast when she was high stress.
People have been talking about it for 15 years, right? We thought it couldn't get any freakier than that. And then yesterday, we got more that even trumped those.
Yeah, we got more phone calls. One from a woman who worked at a daycare. And apparently, the parents of a four-year-old admitted that she breastfed her four-year-old and her husband at the same time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Two for one.
Damn.
People are nasty.
Yuck.
There were some other stories like that yesterday, and then I get this one from one of you guys today. I'm not really sure who Julia Hart is in the celebrity world.
She said she's a professional wrestler and
former cheerleader.
Okay. So from Page Six, Julia Hart revealed she breastfed her brother, who is 23 years her junior and just a few months younger than her eldest daughter, after her mom asked her to.
So Cassie and I were discussing this. We need some more details.
That's all I got.
All right. Because if he was an infant, right? So her mom had her, and then years later, she has a sibling, but it's a baby, and she has just had her own baby, and so she is engorged, and she's producing milk, and her mom is not, and she wants breast milk for her baby, but she can't produce, so she asked her daughter to do it for her brother. I don't think it's as, now that I'm saying it, I don't think it's as weird. I don't think it's as weird.
But it's all under the umbrella of weird. Just well, not as high up.
So some more details. She had just given birth to her daughter. So her brother at the time was also a baby.
Yes.
So it was two babies. But then later on, and I don't know how to pronounce it, she was in a community in New York that sort of eschewed modern beliefs, which she ended up leaving at the age of 42. So it sounds like there was another added element onto that. Not cult, like a cult, but it was like some kind of really religious group.
Mm. Like, I wouldn't put my brother to my teat, but I would pump for him.
But at that point, like, I'll be honest, if I just had a baby and my brother is, like, my mother had a baby, I'm not, even though that baby is biologically my brother, it doesn't seem like my brother because it's just a baby.
Do you want to walk that back? Are you sure that you don't want your brother on your teat?
I am 99.9% positive.
But you said you'd be fine with pumping for your brother and...
Yeah, and giving the milk to my mom so she can give them to my brother.
It's a That's wet nurse.
Gross.
No, it's not. That wet nurse
your
exists.
Your milk to your brother?
Yeah, what's wrong with
hey,
it?
Hey, sis, top me off on my Fruit Loops.
If I'm the brother.
Baby.
If I'm the brother, no thank
She's
you.
She's not giving it to her brother. She's giving it to the brother for the child.
No, I'm giving it to my brother. I'm giving my milk to my brother.
Yes.
I'm giving it to my mom, gave birth to my brother.
No.
So he, there is nothing gross about it.
It's literally not gross. It's gross if you are sexualizing it, which sounds like y'all are, but wet nurses exist. You can hire people to breastfeed your baby.
Who aren't related to you.
But there are,
that milk doesn't, it's not like they're going to, it's like an incest breast milk. That's not how that works.
That's fine. Next time, if one of you guys have a kid, just go ahead and throw somebody a glass.
No, there are breast milk supply banks. You can donate your breast milk if it's in within certain parameters
for other
moms.
Yeah, to other people.
It doesn't feel weird to you that it's the same relative at all?
No. The request, if my mom came to me and said, can you breastfeed your brother? That's weird. I would feel weirded out. But if she came to me and said, I can't produce, can you give me some breast milk? I'd be like, okay, sure. Yeah. It's not weird.
I would hop in the freezer and I would pull out whatever I had pumped and froze. Yeah. And like, here's the stuff that's about to expire. Enjoy.
Let's put it this way. If your mom came to you and said, can you share some pizza with your brother? The pizza that you cooked.
Oh,
is that weird?
No.
It's
no.
So
no.
Different.
Yes, it is.
What oven did it come out of?
It's just food. It's literally just food.
It is sustenance. It is food.
Did the pizza come out of my man boobs?
Yes, it did.
It's not like it's like a gross bodily discharge like urine. No. It's literal food. That's all it is.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. All I know is this guy is getting roasted in a group chat somewhere.
Probably.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's debate. All right. I saw this headline and I also read the Craigslist ad. Those are still a thing.
Really?
And I want to know, would you let your spouse go clubbing with a friend of the opposite sex, or if they are attracted to the same sex? Whatever sex they're attracted to, that's the person they're going out with. All right. So let me explain. One New York man on Craigslist tried to find a crafty solution to ensure his wife could go to weekend events safely without him in attendance. So in a Craigslist ad that went viral, he says, my wife is great, but she always wants to go out, especially to Brooklyn electronic music events. Unfortunately, I'm unable to keep up with her. I'm not disabled or anything. I just need someone who can chaperone her to these events as a friend so I can get some rest. He goes, ideally, you're into this type of music. You like to party. You're probably in your late 20s to 30s. She's 30. The husband even set an hourly rate, as well as offering to cover the price of admission to any event that would take place, most likely on a Friday or a Saturday. If he goes, if you're interested, please respond with a brief description about yourself. Thanks. So my question for you, by the way, at the very beginning, it says looking for gay man to take wife out to party in Chelsea. This was the ad. So something you would be cool with, or as a spouse, is it your job to like suck it up and not maybe all the time, but to support your spouse's interest?
First of all, it's a dangerous ad, especially if he shows the picture of his wife, because you know how many straight dudes are going to go, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm the gayest guy. Very safe.
Gay as ever.
Don't get more gay than me. I'll take your wife out.
What does it say about me that never even crossed my mind?
I didn't think about it either, but it's fact.
You're not a guy and you're not shady, Chris. So, Mo, would you?
No, I don't think I could do that. I mean, if it was genuinely something she just wanted to do, then I would have to consider it. But if it was a situation like where it sounds like he's saying that he's just tired and he doesn't want to be out, nah, I would suck it up. I'm your club buddy. Even if I got to be in there sleep, I'm gonna be with you.
I'm going to take the opposite side of this. I'm so down with it.
Really?
I'm not worried about it at all. Look, either you have trust or you don't have trust, right?
Right.
Either it's going to happen at work. If it's going to happen, what am I going to do? Now, I wouldn't do it in this form. I wouldn't do it in an ad. It would have to be somebody I know.
I would be cool if she knew the guy. But if she doesn't know the guy, like a complete stranger, I don't know if I could do that.
Way back in the day, my ex-wife loved to dance. She's a damn good dancer. I hate dancing.
You do.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad at it. I'm so uncomfortable. It's like the least thing that I like to do. So every time she wanted to go out, I knew specifically I would call my friend Pete and go, Pete, you got to meet us out tonight and you got to dance with my wife all night.
Are you serious?
I swear to you, this is not a made-up story. Pete, we're going out tonight. Will you dance with Stacey all night?
Pete was your dancing king?
Pete was my dancing dude.
Okay.
I'd sit at the bar and have a drink, and they would have a great time all night, man.
Did Pete ever, like, get a little too...
Nah, Pete was ugly.
Oh,
he could dance, but he was ugly.
That was perfect.
Hey, Jackie, good morning. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, why doesn't he just hire a security guard? Then she can go out with whoever she wants.
Yeah.
She's got security there to protect her. And by the way, even ugly dudes know how to hit on women. So.
Yes, they do. They sure do. Probably better than good-looking guys, actually.
They got to work harder.
Hire a security guard.
Well, because, I mean, it says here, husband was seeking someone to chaperone his wife. Mm.
So, and I was curious to get Cassie's perspective as far as like a husband looking for a chaperone for his wife because he doesn't want to go.
By the way, just to that last call before Cassie answers, she can screw around with the bodyguard.
Yeah, but it reflects on them professionally.
So what?
Yeah,
dudes don't care.
No, I feel like in the security world, if you get that rap where you're not going to be professional around clients, like you're not going to get new jobs. No husband is going to hire you whatsoever. But chaperone?
Yeah.
If it had said party buddy, I'd be like, that'd be one thing. It's weird. I mean, I guess if you live in a shady part of town and you want protection, but it doesn't feel like that. I read that what. Like, it just feels like they want somebody there to make sure their wife doesn't screw around on them.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't like the idea of a chaperone. I am just going along with the idea that I'm assuming the wife has agreed to this in some capacity. And if she agrees to it, well, then that works for them.
Are chaperones needed in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Okay.
In a word, yes.
My advice to dudes is go find yourself an ugly Pete.
The Burt Show.
All right. Tara, welcome to The Burt Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right, so you sent us an email with a dilemma that you're in, and thank you for trusting us. Anybody else has any dilemmas, you can always hit up theburtshow.com and shoot us an email. And essentially, you want to know, is it wrong for you to like your dad's mistress?
Yes, that's the dilemma.
That is the dilemma. Okay, so break down how your dad ended up with a mistress and what your mom and dad's relationship was like before that even happened.
Okay, so a little backstory. My parents divorced in 2010. My dad got custody of us, but before that, every couple months, my mom would take my brother and I and go move back in with her parents, my grandparents. She was very unstable.
Yeah.
And it was very hit or miss. It was just tumultuous. So they divorced. Dad got us. We saw our mom, but not very often because she was mad that dad got us anyway. So 2 years ago, I found out I was pregnant with a little girl, and my dad was like, oh, you have to name her Emily Grace. He just kept talking about Emily Grace, Emily Grace, Emily Grace. So one day my mom was talking about, as an adult, I've tried to have a decent relationship with my mom. It's been hard, mm-hmm. but I've tried. So I was telling her that dad loves Emily Grace, and she got furious. And she said, well, your dad had an affair 25 years ago, and that was his mistress's name.
Okay. Time out. Let that wash over everybody. Why on earth would your dad try to get you to name your daughter after his mistress?
Because he loved her name. I don't really know. I think it's a little bit crazy, but I think let me finish the story and maybe it'll make a little more sense.
Okay.
I mean, it's never going to make sense. Well, it's not really going to make sense, okay. But maybe it'll make a little more sense.
Please. At least you're aware of that, mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Yeah. So I asked my dad, I was like, Dad, what is this about? And he was like, well, it wasn't exactly an affair. It was one of the times your mom had left with your brother. So my brother's older than me. She had left and she was threatening divorce. And so he met Emily and it was very brief. It was only a couple of months because my mom went back with my brother and she was threatening to take my brother from my dad. And so he went back and they tried to make things work. So I didn't name her Emily Grace. I did not. This is for the record. I did not name her Emily Grace.
Yeah, that would have been awkward.
That was smart.
Yeah.
So fast forward to now, my dad has been dating this girl and, you know, he's on the phone with her all the time. They FaceTime, whatever. Never thought anything about it. Meet her for the first time a little while ago, about a month ago, and it's Emily. So
Emily from back in the day?
The Emily. He had been looking for her since their divorce in 2010, and he finally found her this year. So she's great. I mean, she's amazing. She's good with my girls. I have two daughters now. She's great with them. I've never in my life seen my dad so happy. He is, like, the happiest he's ever been in his life. Well, my mom, my daughter, actually, she's two, she mentioned Emily in front of grandmama, and ooh, it did not go well.
Yeah.
So my mom is like, you're Benedict Arnold, you're such a bad, I can't believe you would even think about liking her. And I'm just in a quandary because I do like her. My dad likes her. My girls like her.
Yeah.
I just don't see that it's, I mean, I understand from my mom's perspective because she seems feels like that's a huge betrayal to her. But it was 25 years ago.
Yeah. And just hearing the history of your family and the way your mom would just pick you guys up and, like, leave as often as she did, your mom is going to feel the way she feels, and she's going to try to make you feel a certain way. Your only job is to control how you let her affect you. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong. And, I mean, this is, we're using mistress in quotations. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, right. this was a woman that your dad kind of, like, found comfort in when your mom had, you know, left with your brother. So, and, you know, he said nothing physical happened, whatever. But your dad is happy. You like her. You have to trust your own judgment of character. And my only advice is you can't allow your mother to dictate who you're friends with, and nor allow her to make you feel bad about who's in your life.
I agree. I get where mom is coming from. I see why it would be tough, obviously, but I believe with the history that you have mentioned that your mom has with the entire family, and the fact that it's not a set affair, like there's two sides to that story. Because of the circumstances, I genuinely don't think you're doing anything wrong. I mean, if you sense that she's a good person and has good character and she's good around you and the kids, what are you supposed to do? Just continue to avoid her for something that happened so long ago? Like, no, I think I get where mom is coming from, but she might have to let this one go.
Yeah, I hate it when kids get thrown into the middle of stuff like this, because it's very clear that this was just a messy, your parents' marriage was just a messy situation with, you know, with people leaving, and then he's running off to Emily. And I think there's really no winning in this situation. You can't make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. Your mom is going to be upset. And I, to an extent, I get where she's coming from, but I think you are being a good daughter by sticking by your dad and welcoming Emily into the family as much as you're able. I hope your mom comes around at some point, but there's really nothing you can do to fix this. The damage is done.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Abby's saying, I hope your mom comes. It doesn't sound like your mom's the type of person who comes around.
Been 25 years.
No, she doesn't. Not very much. Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate that you're in this position, but if you're wondering if you're betraying your mom by liking your dad's mistress in quotations, I'm a firm no, you are not.
I agree.
No, your mom's not going to agree, but you're doing the right thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because I feel really bad.
I know you do.
On one hand, but I don't on the other, because he's happy. Like, yeah. He's happy, and that's great.
That's all you want for him, and that's all you want for her. And hopefully, that's all your parents should want for you.
Well, half of them do.
Okay.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing, so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item, and just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Always feels good to be right, doesn't it, Katie?
Oh, it's glorious.
Always feels good to be the one that did the digging and had the instinct, and you end up right.
I love being an FBI agent.
You that really is my do. Skill. I mean, you leave a digital footprint wherever you go now, right? So if anybody is just a little bit shady, if you know how to get through the proper channels, you're going to find the info you want.
Exactly. And I love to do that. My friends, they come to me when they need to find someone. They're like, hey, Katie, can you find this person? Or my aunt, she'll send me a number. Like, hey, look up this number. Who does it belong to? And I'm Johnny on the spot with it. I got you. You know? So a friend of mine, she and her, well, ex, they were together for like, I want to say like probably 6 months. But they broke up because he moved. He's in the military. And so he moved all the way like across to the West Coast. And that's the reason why they broke up. There was no other bad blood or anything like that. And so occasionally when he would come in town, he would still kind of visit her and they would kind of hang out. Well, recently he hit her up and he's like, hey, I'm back in town, but I'm going to be in town way longer. And I actually want to take you out on a date. and try to like rekindle things. And she was excited about it. I was a little hesitant. I was like, girl, I don't know if you should do this, but you know, live your life. And so she
is he in town because he wants to rekindle things, or is he in town because
he wants to rekindle things?
You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, two things can be true.
Okay. But she's an adult too, right? Mm-hmm. She can make her own decisions.
She has needs as well.
Yeah, exactly. And she, you know, it was interesting seeing him. She wanted to catch up. However, a friend of hers went to high school with him, and she was on his Facebook page. And my friend does not follow him on Facebook. And she saw a picture that he had of two girls. Now, he does already have a kid, a daughter, but then saw the picture of, like, a baby. And it didn't have a caption or anything like that. And so she sent it to my friend and was like, hey, does this man have another kid? And she's like, no, there's no way. Like, he would have told me if he had another kid.
Would he?
And so we don't know. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go do some digging. And because we could have explained it off. We're like, maybe it's his niece or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I go to his Facebook page and I try to see it, but his page is private. But the pictures that are available are just of his daughter, the one that we know of. And that's it. So then I'm like, oh, that could have just been somebody else's kid that was in the picture because nothing else says otherwise. His Instagram is the same. So I'm like, well, I think he's clean. But that didn't sit right with.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of days later, I was like, let me actually do a deep search beyond social media. So I Googled his whole government name.
Oh, my God.
Okay. He's gone. That find escalated his blood, quickly.
Find his blood type and everything.
Everything I needed to know, right? So I pull it up, and nothing is popping up on the first page. And I'm like, Katie, don't let it go. I go to the fifth page of Google.
What's that cliche?
Who goes to the fifth page?
What's the cliche?
You go knocking on the devil's door long enough, he gonna answer.
The devil's on the fifth page of Google.
Look, something wasn't sitting right with my spirit, so I needed to go deeper than just the first page. And there it is, him and his baby mama's registry for the baby they just had a month ago.
Five deep.
How did that name not even pop into your head to like search his name for baby registries?
I wasn't thinking about that. I don't know why that didn't pop up until I saw the name in baby registry.
Now this is a lesson for everybody. If you think your man has a hidden child, check his name for a baby registry, and more than likely, if he does, it'll pop up with his baby mama.
And so it had the date of the baby shower.
Yeah.
And the city.
Checkers.
Seriously, man. Nothing good ever happens after midnight or after the fifth Google page search.
Exactly. So on it, it had the date of the baby shower,
yeah,
which was a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And then it had the city, which is the city that he's currently visiting, that he's in town for.
Oh. Shut up.
He's not just in town by coincidence. He was in town for his child.
Oh, no. Wow. All right, so you get this info.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now at this point, do you immediately run to your friend? Do you hold on to it?
Immediately in the group chat. Girl, guess what I found?
You put this on blast in the group chat?
Oh, yes.
You didn't just like hit her up and be like, I found a baby registry for a baby he just had in this city?
No, all the girls need to know
the
this.
The girls need to know.
What? The girls need to know.
Screenshots of it?
Yes.
What's the mentality of like humiliating her in front of all of the friends rather than one-on-one?
It's not humiliating her because another friend had already sent her a picture of two kids, so there was already a link.
Okay. So you're all in on it now.
Yeah,
okay.
We're all in on this now. So now it's out there. And she messaged him.
Okay.
They were having regular conversation, something about the gym. And she was talking about the gym. And then she also said, so when are you going to tell me about your new daughter?
Uh-oh.
Yep. You forgot?
New phone. Who did?
He responded with, well, what type of workouts you been doing in the gym? He ignored the whole question and continued talking about the gym.
Is leg day or no?
He completely ignored her message.
Damn.
And he still hasn't addressed it?
No.
So is she done?
Yes, she's not going out with him, but he's still messaging her, though. So lately, he's still been trying to talk to her, but he didn't even answer her question about the mysterious child. He's trying to act like it doesn't exist.
Deflecting. Committed to the deflection.
It's not real.
That's not even deflecting.
It's not even real if it's not on the first four pages of a Google search. So no wonder why he denied it.
Mm-hmm. Now, he may not be with the baby's mother, and that's fine, but you can't ignore
and deny that you just had a child.
Yes, you can. Clearly you can.
You can.
I think you would also want to be honest about the real reason you're in town.
Yeah.
It's because you have a newborn.
I mean, he got straight up caught. So I'm just, I'm a little bit floored that he continues the convo without saying anything about it at all.
And that is a man you don't want to be anywhere near. One that has the audacity to try to erase a child he just recently had. That's just, that's a sad, sad dude.
The Burt Show.
All right, so she is liking this guy. Moving on now. She likes this guy, and she doesn't think that she can continue dating him because strictly for one reason, his name. That's it, his name. You got something going on in your life, superficial or not, go ahead, hit us up at theburtshow.com. We can try to get you some help. Mo's got the email.
I really hope I'm not the only person with this quirk. I'm a longtime listener and remember you doing something called Am I Normal? I think this might be that, plus a side of Am I the A-hole? While I was in middle school, my friends came up with a list of names we would never date. They are our ick names. My list consists of the following names. I need to preemptively apologize to Bert. Sorry, bro. Chuck, Stanley, Ernest, Phil, Bert.
Present.
Gordon, Hank, Ned, Thad, and Willie.
It's kind of a short list.
You think so? Yours would be longer?
Mine is longer. Okay.
What names are ick for you?
Those plus probably like, I don't know, anything that sounds like it's from like the 1800s or anything, or if it's a name that's in my family, like if it's my brother's name or my dad's name, ick. Immediate no.
It wasn't weird at all at my brother's wedding when he was like, do you, Morgan, take Kristen to be your lawful? Yeah, my sister-in-law's name is Kristen. Spells it different, but yeah, her name is Kristen.
No, I would have to change it or go by the middle name.
We'll be at family functions together and somebody be like, Kristen, and we're both like, yeah.
Yeah, this was years ago, but these names still have the ick factor for me. Well, my dating life has been pretty bland these days. By bland, I mean non-existent. But I have the opportunity to go out with a guy. There's just one problem. His name is Gordon.
Aw, good old Gordy.
Just got
Gordy,
worse.
Gordy does sound different than Gordon to me.
It got worse.
Gordy is worse for you.
Add Gordy to the list.
No! What's wrong with Gordy?
Gordy.
Also, Patrick, that's the name on my list.
Really?
Patrick.
Oh. But the problem is, Patricks are always hot.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Y'all want to think about it? Okay. No? All right. I seriously don't know if I can bring myself to do it. Is this normal? Am I an a-hole? On paper, he's a great guy, except for his name. Writing this out, I know this seems so trivial, but it's not trivial to me. I simply can't imagine my future husband with the name Gordon. Do I, Megan, take you, Gordon? Nope, 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 nope. Not going to happen. My main question for you is, should I honor my quirk or give this guy a chance? Please try not to judge me too hard.
Oh, yeah, I'm judging you hard. Okay, so...
Yeah, because your name's on the list. You have every right to judge.
That I actually understand. The unsexiest name I've ever heard of is Bert. I mean, that's an accountant or somebody that's worked on your car. He's got grease under his nails. Bert. That's who Bert is. So I'm not offended by that. But here's the deal. It doesn't sound to me like you got a whole bunch of dudes that are falling all over themselves to get to you. So if you are limiting yourself based on names that you made up years and years and years ago, then do not bitch when you can't get a date.
I think Gordon, objectively, out of all the names on this list, is the best out of all of them. So honestly, I think you should suck it up and go out with old Gordy.
Yes, I think when you listen to the dating woes of a lot of the people out here,
right?
You've already answered this for yourself, because the only two things worse than Gordon are bland and lonely. So before you end up with them, go with Gordon.
Yeah, I mean, you said it yourself. Like, when you wrote this out and you sent this email, yes, it doesn't sound trivial. It is trivial. Like, there's something, I don't know what your holdup is or why you're hanging on to these names, but you got to get over that hurdle. And yes, 100%, give Gordon a chance. I don't know if Gordon even wants you to give him a chance after reading this, but you might be pleasantly surprised. Like, I never saw myself with a Bart.
Right?
But here I am.
Not one of the sexiest names, probably.
But that's why I call him Barton.
Oh, that makes it very regal.
Ooh, Barton. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's how he's in my phone.
Is it really?
Barton, okay. Yes. Here's the thing. She didn't sign her name. So my question is, how bad is yours?
Gertrude. Megan.
Yeah, what if her name is like Gertie or something?
Gertie.
Her name is Megan. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty, that's right. Pretty normal. Yeah.
This just really seems silly. I mean, based on the stories that Abby comes in with just about every day, just saying how, like, the talent pool for dating is just so shallow. If you are eliminating, what, 13 guys here, whatever it is, just based on names, thinking that these guys aren't going to be quality guys just because you can't see yourself in your vows saying these names, that's really super silly.
I feel like we should, like, even the playing field, and Mo and Bert, you should come up with names of women you wouldn't date.
We'll start with Gertrude.
Okay.
I was so desperate when I was single, there was not one name that would have turned me off.
Come to think of it, I'm kind of with you.
It could have been my own name. I'd have been, all right.
Cunegunda.
Yeah, is she hot?
Yeah. That was supposed to be Kristen's name.
I remember.
My Aunt Cooney.
That's right.
The Bert Show.
All right, we're about to start Texting Tutor with Lily here. Texting Tutor is when you guys come to us and you're like, oh, I just don't know the right words to use in this text convo. Birchill, can you help me? And she wants to shoot her shot with a repairman that was at her house. And she doesn't know the exact words to use, and she's coming to us.
I like this one. This one is fun. Unlike the other ones you guys bring, where we have to, like, drop some really heinous news on somebody else.
Yeah, this one should be easy, right?
No mother-in-law is involved. That's the part I like.
Yes. No bride. No sisters. No maid of honor. Yes.
Sisters.
Hey, I think you're hot. Want to bang? Done.
There you go. I got something that needs to be repaired.
Oh, wow. Right.
Come on now.
Something needs tweaked. Hey, Lily, good morning.
I need you to.
Hey, you need somebody to come lay some pipe.
How handy can this man get?
Come on now.
All right, Lily, obviously we got you. We got you on this.
And apparently we are all very horny. Every single person in this room apparently needs to get laid. Stat.
All right, Lily, so tell us what's going on. Who is this dude and why can't you shoot your shot yourself?
I was having some work done in my kitchen. I had this, I hired this guy whose company, and he came, and I was, you know, sort of
there
surprised. I mean, okay, all right.
It's not going to stop. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. He came over, and I met him before work the first morning, and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cute. And he was there for a few weeks doing some work, and I kind of see him every morning before I leave, but this is kind of embarrassing, but I have a camera. I have these cameras kind of around my home, but one of them specifically in the kitchen area. I like to look at my dog when I'm at work.
Ah, relatable. It's very common for people to have cameras in their home.
I have one.
Yeah.
For the dog?
Yeah.
Or for security?
For both.
You would put cameras in your house just so you could check in to see your dog all day?
That's what I do.
That's what she does with her cat.
Watch your cat?
Do not follow me on Twitter. It's all I post.
Well, the whole I can't find a good man thing is starting to become pretty clear.
Yeah. I have a husband, so I don't do that.
Go ahead, Lily.
Anyway, I was like, you know, checking in on the dog and happened to catch him a couple times. Kind of playing with my dog, and it just made him even cuter. And like, I was just like, this guy's really adorable. And I don't know, it's been a while since I've been in like really a relationship with anyone. I've been sort of focused on other things, and I don't know, he just seems like he has a good energy and he's really attractive. And
you go with his hands.
And anyway, he's done, and I paid him, and he's gone, and I didn't really like get a chance to like.
And you miss him, Lily.
Yeah, well,
you miss his musk.
I didn't really get the nerve while he was around, and now I'm like, you know, I don't want to miss this opportunity, and so. But I just really, I don't know. I've never asked anyone out, really. I've always kind of been the receiver of the ask out. And So I don't really even know how to sort of nowadays.
We got you.
Really, oh, yeah.
Lily, we got you. And I think it's also totally normal to have cameras in your home, especially when you have a stranger in your house for weeks working on something and you're not there. I think that's actually a safe thing to do.
I don't think we lead with that.
No, we're not going to do that. Hey, I watched you on my camera. So you know. But did you guys have any, like, you? So you saw him every morning before you went to work. As far as conversations go, do you know if he is single and ready to mingle?
I don't know that he's, well, I don't, he didn't have a ring. I didn't know.
A lot of repairmen don't wear rings though.
That's true. I didn't see any, like, he was pretty tan. I didn't see any like tan lines or anything either. Okay. So I kind of, I don't know if that's a thing, but I noticed that he didn't have that.
Okay.
He didn't mention anybody. He did compliment me several times, like, in the morning, so I kind of got the vibe that he was sort of somewhat attracted to me as well.
Okay.
He commented, I had like a couple meetings that I was looking nicer than average for, and he did notice that, and he was like, wow, you look lovely today, you know, kind of made some flirtatious comments, but so I don't know, I didn't get the vibe that he was.
And your dog approves, so that's a plus. Yep.
Let me put your mind at ease even before we start texting for you. And Mo and I have said this a million times on the show. This is going to be easier than you think, right? Yeah, maybe you're the one that has been the receiver of being asked out, but it takes off so much pressure for guys when a woman makes any first move. If we're not totally and completely clueless, that I think this is going to go way better than you think.
Especially when you know that you're there to do a job. Like, the last thing you want to do is make you uncomfortable when you know he's supposed to be there doing work.
That's a really good point. If you're feeling any kind of vibe at all, he's trying to be all professional and stuff. If you reach out to him and we do it in the right flirty way, this is going to be so much easier than you think it's going to be.
Cool.
Let's
Did he do really good work?
Yeah, he did a great job. And he seemed, even kind of made a comment that, like, he did a good job for me. You know what I mean? Like, was like, I really wanted to make this like exactly how you described it. And I was like, oh, that's sweet of you. And
can you just put your foot through the drywall and say, hey, I need you to come on over?
And just whoopsie.
I thought about it.
And do it every week. Oh, I did it again.
You'll never believe it.
I definitely considered, like, you know, extending the job a little, but I don't know. I don't really know if it's crossing a boundary to
boundaries and guys. We don't pay attention to those.
Boundaries.
Yeah. Lily, hang on one second. When we come back, we will start texting the repairman. Oh, we're going to get you this date, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yay.
Bert Show Texting Tutor coming up next.
The Bert Show.
All right, so we're about to start texting for Lily here. This could be a slam dunk, okay? Because Lily said she's had this repairman coming to the house over and over and over again. She's starting to feel a chemistry. She's attracted to him. The plus is that she's got these security cameras in her house, and she's checking the house while the repairman's there, and he's playing with the dog, and he's just being adorable. So she wants to take her shot with this guy, and she's just nervous to do it. She's never done this before.
He's finished with the job. He has since left. And I wouldn't expect him to make a move because that would be unprofessional.
Yeah, because she might be uncomfortable. I mean, he obviously wasn't going to make a pass at her in her own home and risk losing this job. So now it's her time to make the move.
Shoot or shoot.
All right. So you have reached out to him before, obviously, when you have jobs around the house, right?
Well, this is the first time I hired him, but I have his number. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If somebody's going to be in your house doing extended work, you're going to have their cell.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So do you think we test his level of interest immediately just by saying, hey, whatever his name is, it's Lily, just to see if he even knows, like, her name and we're in the same zip code?
That's a good start.
You think?
What if we went at this, like, a kind of cute, very forward way and said, hey, you know, this is Lily. I have an issue that I need you to fix. And so he'll be like, what's the job? And she can be like, taking me on a date. Like, that's the issue that she needs him to fix.
Or the issue is, I have nothing on my schedule on Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. I need you to fix. So he's going to think she's hitting him up for work. But and then that's a way, too, for him to be like, hey, Lily, or Lily who? And if he's like, Lily who? She can be like, oh, I have a light bulb that needs changing. Lily Tomlinson or whatever her name
or
is.
Or you can also, another way to be coy about it is like, oh, you forgot something here. And he'll be like, what? And she can be like, you forgot to ask me out on a date.
Oh! I like it.
I do like that.
Let's do it.
How about I'm about to give you a review online. Do you want 5 stars?
No.
I want 5 inches.
Only 5 inches.
Better come more with more than that.
Wow. Dream bigger.
All right, Lily, any of these piquing your interest, my dear?
I mean, I don't want to come across creepy, but I like that you left something here.
Okay.
You left
yes.
behind asking me out. Like, that one was cute. Okay.
Right. Guys love creepy, by the way.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for years.
Yeah. So, you don't have to use his real name. What name would you like to use for him?
Jonathan.
Okay. Hey, Jonathan, okay. It's Lily. Thanks okay. again for the great work in my kitchen, period. However, comma, you did forget something. Dot, dot. Should we do a dot, dot, dot?
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
I like it too.
It's a little cryptic.
I know. Dot, dot, dots are seductive. Dots. Dots, dots, dots. Dots, dots, dots.
Dots, dots, dots.
You were early, Abby. It happened.
I ruined that one.
Oh, God, I sent it.
Did you send that? Okay.
Okay.
So I just I just Googled and what... And what came up was 10 funny pickup lines for the hot repairman in your life.
Oh, okay.
You guys
ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for number one? Well, these are not good. You can polish my concrete whenever you want.
You don't polish concrete, though, do you?
Look, it's not my life.
Yeah, you do if you have it like basement floors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's dumb, though.
My drain's clogged. Wanna help me snake it?
That's not all sexy.
Right. How about spackle my hole? I'll take that one.
I made sure to mow my lawn so you can lay all the pipe you want.
Oh, wow.
These are terrible. Whoops, it looks like I've got a stripped screw. Want to help me pry it loose?
What the hell does that even mean?
I mean, what would be better is like, hey, can I get a peek at your caulk?
This one is terrible. Listen to this one. This is terrible. You can unclog my septic tank any day.
What?
Nothing sexy about that.
How about, do you got a drill? I'm ready to get screwed.
Instead of strip screws.
Better than anything else we've heard.
It's more strip screwed.
Hammer me the way you hammered those stubborn joists into place.
It's too weird.
Who is writing these?
Hammer me.
hammer me like you hammered that nail.
You make me wetter than a new can of sealant.
That one's funny. All right, what you got, Lily? What you got?
Okay, he wrote, hey, Lily. What did I forget? I've got some time at the end of the week to make any final corrections. Will that be okay? I mean, next week.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. All right.
Beautiful. Yes.
Little setup right there.
I think you got to circle back. You know what you forgot? Question mark. And then.
Okay.
And then the line.
Okay. You know what you forgot? Question mark.
You know what you forgot? Okay.
You forgot to ask me out on a date. Or do we just say you forgot to ask me out?
Ask me out.
Ask me out.
You forgot to ask me out.
You forgot to ask me out?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can I do a winky face or something?
Yes.
Ooh.
Next week is fine.
Is that too cheesy?
No. And don't hit send yet. And be like, conveniently, I'm available next week too.
Ooh, yes. I want you to screw screw in a light bulb.
Oh, God.
Please don't put that.
Okay. Conveniently.
Comma. Conveniently, comma, I'm available next week, too.
And I'm ready for you to spackle my hole.
Don't you dare. Who are you?
I want you to make me wetter than your sealant.
I hate this so much.
Please show me your caulk. Is this too forward?
Nah.
We're already here.
Nah, we'll be good.
I mean, my husband's a good handyman. If you lose this one, you can borrow him.
you sure you want to send him into the dragon
den?
Yeah,
for which part?
Yeah.
All right.
Send it.
Send it.
Send it.
What if he cock blocks her?
Want to play carpenter? First we get hammered, then I'll nail you.
That one's funny.
I have a job for you. But it blows.
That one's good.
Oh, okay. He wrote me back.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh, ooh.
Right. Okay, here we go.
All right, say it with confidence, Lily. Say it with confidence.
Okay, it's actually really cute. He wrote, "Oh, didn't see that on the original proposal."
Oh, he's like, he's into it. Okay. He's into this.
Yeah, something about we got fine print. You didn't read the fine print.
Oh, that's cute.
Come on now. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just on that.
You must not have read the fine print.
Is that all?
Now that's it. We're done. We're going to match energy. Okay. It's time for him to step up and seal the deal.
On it.
Seal the deal.
Do you think I'm expecting him to ask me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Lily, yes. Or not. Now? He needs to accept your invitation.
You put the ball in his court.
Okay. I mean, you've spelled it out. You wrote a roadmap for the guy. You're like, hey, you forgot to ask me out. And he flirts and you flirted back at this point.
You did the heavy lifting.
Okay. Oh, he's typing.
You better be. You know what we could use here? Like, you know how you wanted to use that song for hold music? We can use it for texting to your music game.
Oh, yeah.
Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo, zooby, zoo.
Oh, okay. Zoom. Okay. Perfect. He wrote, I suppose you were right. I did not read the fine print. I pride myself on attention to detail, so this must be fixed.
Okay,
so this must be fixed.
Yes.
Yay.
All right, then we're putting the ball. You just say name the time and place, and I'll be there.
That's nice, because I would have just written back, so fix it.
Okay. How about, there you go. Hold on a second. Lily, go. Name the time and place, and we'll fix this.
There you
Boom.
Go.
Boom. Teamwork.
Yes.
And we'll...
Lily's getting laid.
Lily's getting laid.
Hey.
Lily's getting laid.
Hey.
Lily's getting laid. Getting laid. Getting laid. Lily's getting laid. Actually, Lily, you're getting laid for all of us right now. So thank you very much.
Okay.
Gonna go home to my cock.
Okay, he wrote, "Saturday night, can I pick you up? I happen to know where you live."
Yay!
All right, we'll exit here. You got this,
you
right?
You got this, girl.
Okay, Lily.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Start shaving. Get that good underwear ready.
Go time.
Hi, Lily. See you now.
Bye.
I ain't gonna work is done here, people.
Well, that was fun.
Our work is done.
God, we needed one of those so bad.
You're on The Burt Show.